dear pad before the water so my so long it thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone does my spirit yield. You are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Yes, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice, oh Lord, to worship thee, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Oh, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, 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 that's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greet, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Glory to God. Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And as we go before the presence of the Lord, let's get prepared to hear from the Lord today. Spirit of the living and true God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to just rest in your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, that as we sit at your feet, we come to realize that you alone are our strength, our shield. You alone, O God, are the one, it's the one that heals us and keeps us and puts us in a place, Father God, that we have peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to hear from you. We thank you, Lord God, as we sit at your feet, we know, Father God, that you will direct our paths this day. Lord, we are asking in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to strengthen and place a special blessing upon our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you, Father, that you just pour virtues of your love, your joy, your peace, and your strength, and everything, Lord God, that their hearts desire. Father God, we know that you're more than able to do it. We ask you, Father, that you place a special blessing upon the speaker this morning, and we know, Father, that your anointing is upon your servant. And as we hear from you, Father, through your servant, we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has to say and become doers even the more of your word than hearers only. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Thank you for Artist Life and all those that are working diligently, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us in perfect peace as our minds stay on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, host, we are turning it over to you. Are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, too, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag. That beautiful tag, he is our Strength and Shield Tuesday. And starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from sunny Snellville, I almost said Florida, Georgia. And it is a joy to greet you this morning. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about the call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived here, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, like our Minister Brenda did, or as a host like what I'm doing right now, or maybe share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, the number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number to get on that call free of charge, well, that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday. It's Presidential Tuesday on the call. And for today on our call, our speaker of the hour is our co-pastor, LaVonya Lewis. And she was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's where she lives. And she lives there with her family. And she, together with her husband, Overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonya has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Elmarie Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacles Assistant Pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in Human Health Services with a minor in organizational management on May 11, 2013. She even earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity with high distinction. And she has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She is a wife, mother, sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, pastor, and friend. Co-pastor LaVonya Lewis, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hello? Please take it away.
All right. Thank you. God bless you all. Good morning, TLC family. So blessed to be before you again. Excited. This is Pastor LaVonya Lewis, and I am just elated for the word that God has for us today. We are going to be taking a look at the book of Deuteronomy, the second chapter, and we're going to talk a little bit about the children of Israel and the word that the Lord had for them in Deuteronomy. And if you would look at your scripture, Deuteronomy, the second chapter, we have here the Lord speaking to them about a situation. And I don't know, I'm sure you did look at you. What my grandmother said, if you keep living long enough, you will experience a plethora of things. And here in the scripture, you ever felt like just in life that you have, your wheels are just spinning out of control, that, you know, you seem like you're going nowhere, and you know, so many people, so much is that you're moving, yet not going anywhere. You ever feel like you're trapped or stuck is a good word for it. And we have a lot of people who are in this condition in their spiritual lives where they feel as though, listen, I just feel like I'm not making any progress. I'm here, and we know in this year alone, my God, we can't even begin to talk about this year and not recognize that there has been so much going on until it feels as though, Lord, we're confused, we're questioning. But listen, I want to encourage your hearts today because even though here we are in August, and listen, my birthday was August 1st, it was this Saturday, and I'm thinking that by this time we were going to be all out, all moving about, the city and the states, the world, period, was going to be open, and here we are still. It's suggested that we still be quarantined and be careful in our moving. And so sometimes you'll feel like that in your life, like, my God, the year has moved on, but I don't feel like I have. And so I want to take this into the word where for over 30 years, decades, the children of Israel were circling about the same mountain, moving around in literal circles. And it felt as though, listen, I'm doing seemingly all the right things, and I'm putting one foot in front of the other, but after decades, it feels as though I haven't gotten any farther than I should be. I should be so much further alone. And some of you, I'm talking to those of you who feel this way, especially, like I said, looking at this year, your business may have taken a hit. Your family may have taken a hit. Your home and even your own health may have taken a hit. And so we go here and we see where Moses has spoken. The Lord has spoken to Moses and declared, listen, you have circled this mountain long enough. And he told him, he said, look, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. We're not going around this here again. And so I want to take this and talk to you from just that text where in Deuteronomy 2 and 3, where the Lord told him, said, look, you have circled this mountain long enough. Listen, people have again gotten into a spiritual slump, where we have gotten to a place where we feel like, look, we're doing the same thing. We're going to church. We're reading the scripture. We're shouting. And it doesn't feel as though we have progressed further in our walk. Paul talked about spiritual immaturity among the Corinthian believers when he was talking to them in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. He said, I believe, and I, brethren, could not speak to you in the spiritual, but as in the carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said, I fed you with milk and not with meat, but up to now you were not able to bear, nor are you yet able. And in verse 3 he said, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and still walking after the old nature? Listen, he says, are you still, you're still babies, me in the bottle. Things have to be done to please you, to make, you know, or there'll be a horrible wailing coming from your crib. You know, you've had a baby and they don't get what they want. Sometimes they have a temper tantrum. He said that to the people of Corinth. Listen, you go to church to be entertained. You're not listening. You're not grasping what needs to be done. And there is so much more that needs to be done. But in order to do it, we don't have to be mature about this thing. The writer of the book of Hebrews was basically saying the same thing. He says, listen, in Hebrews 5 and 12, he says, for when the time came that you should be teaching others, you still have a need to be taught yourself the first principles of the Christian faith. He said, you can only handle milk, and you're not able to digest solid food. 13 said, for everyone that is able to drink milk is still a baby and not skilled in the understanding of his words. He goes on to say solid food is for those who are mature, those who have enough sense to discern evil and good. And he says we need not to go over the importance of baptism and laying on hands and resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Listen, the base writer was basically saying, listen, we've circled this mountain long enough, let's move on. We got to move further. Paul told the church of Ephesus, he said, listen, God has appointed in the church pastors, teachers, for the purpose of bringing the saints to maturity. Why? So that they may become involved in ministry. Listen, you can't just rely on folks to keep ministering to you. It's your turn to minister to others. It's your turn. What if God has been saying to you that you have to do, that you're not mature enough to, you feel as though you're not mature enough to do yet, or you're holding yourself back from doing? There's a work for you to do. I want to encourage your heart, because a fully mature believer, listen, he attains the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He understands, he grasps it. And we don't know everything about God. We're still studying and learning. That's why we come together every morning, because we want to listen and we want to get more word, and we don't want to stay on the milk. And he says, because listen, if you don't, you're going to continue to be taught like little children, tossed to and fro, that fall for every wind of doctrine, developing by cunning and crafty men. And listen, if anything 2020 has taught you is that you have got to be discerning. You have got to have a mind to hear what God is saying in spite of what man is telling you, because we've gotten so many different stories and different versions of things, until if we're not listening to God, we're going to be in a world of hurt and a world of trouble. Well, Pastor, that sounds good. You're talking, you know, telling us we got to be mature and we got to this, that, and the other, but how do we move forward? Listen, Paul said to the Philippians, and he declared to them that he had even yet apprehended. For what he had been apprehended from Christ, but there were things about Christ he hadn't even understood. He says, listen, I haven't arrived yet, but it's important to realize that God has much more for us. Be open to what God has for you. That's the first step in moving forward. Be open. Don't be so quick to say no to the opportunities God has for you, especially where ministry is concerned. Paul says, we have not yet attained to the full measure of which God has for us. When God apprehended you, listen, he drew you to himself. He had a plan and a purpose for your life. You know Jeremiah 29:11 is true. You know it's still right, that there is a purpose and a plan for all of us. And the Lord is expecting us to move and walk in that purpose, move and walk in that plan. And look, he says, he's drawn us to us, that Jesus said to the disciples, you didn't choose me, I chose you and ordained you that you may be my disciple, and that you should bring forth fruit, and that you should, and that your fruit may remain. He chose them, listen, he says, I'm going to give you a producing fruit, and not just a short producing, but a long-lasting fruit. This fruit is going to stay, and it's going to remain. And Paul said, this is what I do. So listen, I like how Paul said, this is what I do. Now, you do what you got to do, but this works for me, Paul says. He says, forgetting not those things which are behind, that's the first thing I do, Paul says. All right, so the first thing you got to do is you got to forget. You can't keep past living in your past, whether it be your laurels or your accomplishments. You can't stay there. You got to move. You can't live in your past. You can't be validated by what you've already done, nor can you continue to be convicted by what you've already done. Paul said, that's what I've done, the first thing. The second thing I've done is I reach for the things which are before. So I leave where I left, and I'm headed to where I'm supposed to be. I thank God for what he has done in 2019. I even thank God what he's done in the beginning of 2020, but we still have the rest of 2020 left to live. What's the plan? What's the motivation? What's the move? What's the purpose? Where are you going? And then the third thing he says, listen, is I press toward the mark. He says, look, I'm like a runner. I'm like a ready runner. I see that tape ahead of me, and I'm headed toward it. The closer I get to the end of the race, listen, it's going to be hard. I'm going to get tired. You're going to get feel like you want to slack. You're going to feel like you want to let up. But can I encourage your heart today? Don't let up. Don't miss in your stride. Keep running your race. Don't look to the other runners, because it doesn't matter how fast they're running in this race. We're not competing against each other. We're just running to get to that tape. Amen? And so you're just running the race, and you're getting there because there's a prize for you on the other side of it. And Paul says, listen, I desire that prize, the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Writing to Timothy, Paul said, I have fought a good fight. Listen, that's the thing. Are you fighting a good fight? Because some of us, you know, I don't know about y'all, but Las Vegas has some kind of, we have some rough towns and some rough parts of our neighborhoods in our city. And I remember growing up in one, and I remember one thing you could always tell was a good fighter. And some fighters, almost everybody in school was going to have a fight at least once. But you could tell the difference between somebody who just was in a fight and someone who was a good fighter. And so don't just be in the fight, wailing and flailing your arms about hoping that you hit something. You need to be the kind of fighter that knows the target. All right? We've been around this mountain too long. It's time to move on. If you were looking for a sermon topic, there you go. It's time to move on. Some of us have let things from our past have just apprehended our mind. We've let things from our past hold us hostage. We've let things from our past keep us in bondage. And the Lord has said, I got work for you to do. And you are being manipulated by your own very mind. And so it's time to let that thing go. And so we're going to move on. We got to learn from what Paul said. Paul said, I forget what's behind me. What's the next thing? I press. I reach for the things before. I press to the mark, and I want this prize. I desire this prize. None of us are going to get this thing by accident. It's been given to us, but do you want it? Amen. And so here God said, I got something great and precious for you. But listen, I counsel people who have issues and a lot of traumatic issues. And one of the things I've found is that psychologically, you could be left in an age where your greatest trauma happened. So I've talked to people who, even though biologically they're 45, 46, psychologically they're 14 and 15 because that's where the trauma happened, whether it been abandonment or rape or molestation. They've been stuck there. And I've noticed that in the church of God, I've noticed that with the people of God, is that even though we've been in church and we've been Christians and we've given our lives to God for so many decades, we become like the children of Israel. For decades, we walk around that same space. For decades, we've been in that same mode, in that same operation. But spiritually, we're still babes because something traumatic has happened. And rather than we take it to God and release that thing and be healed from it, no, we use it as a battering ram. We use it almost like a weapon. Well, I ain't going to never let her get back close to me because I had somebody I let get close to me and they hurt me. Oh, I don't believe what the preacher said. I'm going to come to church, but I don't necessarily believe everything pastor say, because I had a pastor back in 72 who said something, prophesied something to me, and it didn't come to pass, so I don't trust prophets now. Y'all, listen, we got to come to maturity, and we've gone around this thing much too long. And here, at the end of the tape, God said, I got a great reward waiting on you. There's going to come a time where God is going to call for you. He's calling for us now. And he tells us, he says, listen, come on over here. I got something for you that's greater than what you could even think or imagine. I saw this meme one time of a little girl holding a little bitty teddy bear, a small little teddy bear in her hand. And Jesus is kneeling in front of her. He's got this huge teddy bear behind his back, but she don't see it. And he tells her, he says, let me have that in exchange for what I have. And she says, but Jesus, this is all I have. She's so afraid to give up that little teddy bear, not realizing that the Lord has something much greater for her. As I close this, listen, I want to encourage your heart that whatever it is that you hold it on to, you know it's hindering your maturity. You know it's hindering you from moving on to the next thing. You know it's hindering you from reaching your level up, that next prize and getting to the end of the race. You know it's causing you hindrance. Can I encourage you to let that thing go? Give it to God. Trust him. He has something so much greater in store for you. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged. Again, this is Pastor Lavana. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm calling your name out before God. I don't have to know you personally to know that I know God loves you. I love you, and he wants the best for you. Amen. As I stand here on the other side of the Mojave Desert in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the sun is breaking away, I want to let you know that the S-O-N is breaking away in your life as well. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lavana, for that, for blessing us with that profound and powerful word. It was so on time. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray over our prayer requests and bring it up to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name, Lord. You are so amazing, Lord, and we just thank you for your wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with Pastor Lavana Lewis and her family, Lord. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord, and doing all that you have for her, Lord. Thank you for just her pouring out virtue into us, Lord, and we just thank you for her, Lord. And we just thank you also, Lord, for our co-founders, Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord. And thank you for Artist Life for blessing and giving them wisdom and revelation, Lord. Lord, we just lift up any of our family members who are going through any kind of sickness or anything, any kind of trials, Lord. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord. Lord, we lift up Kalon, Lord, and we just thank you that every cell in his body works as you created each one to work, Lord, in your name, King Jesus. And thank you for giving him a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. Thank you that he has the mind of Christ, Lord, over all situations. Lord, thank you for healing our mother Eleanor and for Miss D. Lee and her family. Lord, thank you for those wonderful testimonies. Lord, we also just lift up and we trust you with healing Lakita Baker and her family and Tamara Allen and her family. And Gregory Lawrence Turner, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that COVID-19 must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you for just coming, Holy Spirit, and just healing our land here, Lord. And we love you, and we just we praise you, Lord. And we just want you to take joy, Lord. You are our King in what you hear, Lord, and just let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear, Lord. And we just ask all of these things in King Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next at 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for ushering us into the throne room. Co-Pastor Lavana, thank you once again for that powerful message this evening. Will you close us with the benediction?
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We give you all honor and glory for you being so powerful. Lord, we thank you that some of us feel like we've been going in circles for 40 years like your children. And, Lord, we know that just like them, the journey was only 11 days. Our journey should have been much shorter. But, God, we thank you for your patience and your love. And, Father, we ask that you touch each and every one of us, Father, as we reach maturity, as we grow and we apprehend and we learn more about you, God. We thank you, Father, that we release those things from behind, that we reach for the things beyond us. So we release and we reach. And we expect greatness on the other side. And Father, we thank you for loving us through all of it, through loving us through the trauma, loving us through the apprehension, loving us through all the pain that we've been through. And Father, we thank you, God, because we're going to come out of this situation better than we were when we went in. We expect greater. We stand on greater, and we speak greater. And all these things we ask in your Holy Son, your Holy Child, your Jesus' name. It is so, and so it is. Amen.